Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Brad Stevens last night discussing the targets for the Celtics this offseason. Luke Kornet, Al Horford. Doesn't want to pressure him.
Thinking outside the box there.
I don't think they're going to get Horford. If they find a way to bring back Al Horford, then, you know, we can all praise Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
Because I thought Horford sounded like a goner in the immediate aftermath of their playoff exit.
It sounded that way, and it also, I forget if it was Shams or someone else, it's like he has a really big market.
Robust market.
Robust, even. Mm-hmm. So if he has a lot of options, you know, he would probably have to take a little less money here, and they're not a true title contender. Now, they're closer to that than maybe we would have thought the second Tatum went down, looking at, you know, Halliburton going down, the sort of the state of the East, but if he has a year or two left in his career, I could see him wanting to jump on to somebody else that's a lot closer.
Yeah. Me too. And I think Al Horford, for the most part, he's been chasing contracts. I mean, he took a little less last year, right? I'm trying to remember. You take a little less after the championship. But for the most part, he's chased a contract. He chased one here in the first place when he came to the Celtics. He chased one to Philly.
Philly, that worked out.
I don't blame him for that, but just look at the guy's track record. I think he's largely gone for the biggest contract. So he'll probably go for the biggest contract. By the way, it's Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We're brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. Visit your local 99 today and try their famous colossal lobster rolls, 100% North Atlantic lobster, piled high on grilled brioche, served hot buttered, or with just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the Nines. I think Horford would be a home run. I'd be fine with Kornet. I don't know that he's an every game starter, but you know, he works.
May have to be, depending on how it shakes out. Because you'd rather start Kornet than, you know, Kata or Tillman every night. You know, because those guys are still under contract.
Correct.
So, yeah, I'd give me Kornet over those guys.
So your lineup would be what if it's Kornet?
It'd be Kornet. It'd be White, Brown, Simons. There's your three obvious
ones. 1, 2, 3,
ones.
Boom.
And then I guess, you know, is there another free agent outside of Luke Kornet, or is it Kornet and Niang even? Like, if you have to, like, right now, that's might be what it is.
I mean, can you start Hauser? Can you start Pritchard? I mean, those are
start Pritchard. Yeah, you could start Hauser, and maybe it's matchup. I mean, if you start Hauser, that's pretty small. It's like one big.
It's very small.
It's very small. Plus, you know, Tatum was a great rebounder. Like, that's another part of this, too. It's like Tatum, you look at him, you're like, oh, he's a small forward, but he was, for many games, their leading rebounder. So you're not only missing 20 shots a game and, you know, 25, 30 points a game. Guys grabbing like 8 rebounds a night, too. So whoever else they grab there to play alongside, either Kornet or whoever your bigs end up being, they better grab some rebounds.
So look, they can also flip Hauser and give themselves more money. Right now, they don't have much below the second apron. So you're talking about Kornet or Horford on a real short money contract. If they flip Hauser, I guess they still could, though. Last night felt like the time to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I had to guess now, and I would have guessed going into the draft last night he was going to get flipped. If I had to guess now, he's probably on the team. Maybe I have that wrong.
So it feels like, at least for now, although, I mean, the draft's weird. There's another round tonight, right? So I guess there could be more roster movement tonight. And not that you're like, ooh, we wanted a second-round pick, but just to sort of see what else you can get for him. Maybe get a guy on a rookie deal or something like that. Save a little bit of money because, you know, Hauser's increase goes up this year, right? Last year, he wasn't making $10 million a year. This year, he is making $10 million. So even though you're below the second apron, if you want to get a little bit more under, allowing you to sign, I don't know, a power forward or a center or two of those guys, then maybe just because Hauser is a very, I think, effective player. And like he has the one skill set that every team would want. So a lot of teams would be interested on it. But on this particular team, they might have that kind of covered. Now, even though he might be better right now than, say, Baylor Shireman is, you at least can duplicate that skill set a little bit, and you have a lot of, like, perimeter guys.
No, look,
so you might have to move on from Hauser to get a big guy.
I would have, right, to get an additional big guy, and to carve out money to do it. I'd have zero problem with them handing their minutes, the Hauser minutes, to Baylor Shireman. I'd be fine with that. 30th pick a year ago, see what he has. I like what I saw in flashes from him a year ago. I have no idea if he can play or even be Sam Hauser, but I could see it. Sam Hauser was he a second-round pick? Was he undrafted? What even was he?
Undrafted, yeah.
So, I mean, let's not pretend like he had a massive pedigree coming in. and that'd be a way to carve out some money. And I want the Celtics to compete, contend next year, however you want to put it. And when I say contend, I mean in the East. I don't think they're true contenders for a championship. I think I know your answer to this, Keith, but
yes,
what is a successful year for the Celtics this season?
I think getting back to where they were this year, you'd have to view it as a success. I think they kind of, you know, probably have to be a playoff team. I think they should be a playoff team. And then I would say even win a round. Like, you can win a round. Now, depending on who you get matched up with, depending on what your final seeding is, not going to beat them up over it. Like, say you end up drawing the Knicks in the first round this year. Say it's like a 3-6 matchup. And, you know, you lose a series where you don't get swept, but you lose that series. I think that's still a success. You know, just getting back to the playoffs without Tatum. Because, you know, if you're comparing it to other teams and other situations, it's still comical to think Kevin Durant.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And Devin Booker missed the playoffs. I know that was in the West, but those are two great players on one team that missed the playoffs. So if Jaylen Brown's your best player, and Derek White's your second best player, in all likelihood, barring some other like major change, I think that should be a playoff team. So that's a step in the right direction. And then anything after that is probably just sort of like, you know, gravy.
So I thought you were going to say they could go farther than a year ago, but
no, I think they can. But like you asked, what's a success?
That's not your bar for a successful year.
No.
So we have a similar one. Making the playoffs is not enough. They should be a playoff team. So, and I'm not saying that's your goal for them. I'm just saying anybody who's like, hey, they made the playoffs, good for them. They're in a play-in game, good for them,
well,
without Tatum.
Well, because of the format, maybe saying like a top six seed,
so I think,
meaning like avoid the play-in.
I think top four.
Oh, okay.
I would like them to be a top four seed next year. I think that's doable. I'd like them to host a round and then advance a round. Now, look, if they are the six seed but they win a first-round matchup, I'll feel pretty good about that. But what's a successful year? I mean, maybe five or six is still fine. Let me see how it plays out. But in my head, you can win 50-ish games. That's not a ridiculous bar. And you look at some of the teams that did that a year ago. Again, I don't think Indiana has overwhelming talent. I think they're deep. I think they're well-coached. I don't think they have overwhelming talent. I don't think they have any more talent than you do.
Yeah.
Even now without Tatum. And I think they won 50 games last year, right? And they were the four seed.
Yeah.
So that to me is a good, reasonable goal for what would be a successful year. Five or six, fine. I'm not telling you it's a terrible year.
Eastern Conference odds right now for the upcoming season.
The Pacers, by the way, won exactly 50 games last year.
Yeah. The Cavs are the favorite.
Yep.
And then right behind them are the New York Knicks. And then tied for third are the Magic and the Celtics.
Even still after the Porzingis trade.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if they had taken a dip.
Yeah. No, that's still
where
up
is,
there.
Where, just out of curiosity, is Detroit?
Sixth, who I like.
I also
like
them.
I could see them jumping up. I think the two trendy picks this year are going to be Pistons and Magic. I don't think the Cavs roster is going to look the same from now to the start of the year. And then the Knicks are still sort of like a little bit of a question mark. And then it's a big drop off. Actually, after the Pistons, it's the Bucks are the seven, and then tied for eighth would be the Pacers and the Hawks.
So I guess I would ask Celtics fans, do you think they can have a winning record next year without Tatum?
Of course.
I definitely do. They
a
have
a winning record?
They have an overwhelming winning record without him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they can do that. They won two out of their three games in the playoffs without him. So a winning record last year, Orlando was exactly 500, 41-41. A winning record means you would be a top six seed, as you said, Keith. The Pistons won 44. The Celtics, I think, today have more talent than the Pistons. The Bucks won 48. Giannis is awesome. That's not a good team. That's not a good roster. That's not a good team. They're poorly coached with Doc.
Yeah, no.
They won 48, and they were the five seed last year. So I don't think being a top four seed, winning 50 games with this roster is a stretch at all. I think, to me, that would be a successful year.
And we've seen less talented Celtics teams win more games.
And if you're hosting a round, you should probably win that round. And so to me, I would be happy with that.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you everything else is a failure. If they're the sixth seed and they win 45 games and they have a tough matchup in round one, that's not a failure. But I also wouldn't call it a success. It would be somewhere in between. We'll make it a success. Mm-hmm. Top four, 50 wins, win a round.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely doable. Like that's right there for them. Now, what they get for the big guys, like that's going to be a question because you are losing a lot with just the guys that you traded away. But again, you're not trading away like a great Drew Holiday or even a great Kristaps Porzingis. You're getting a kind of an older, more broken down Holiday and then a Porzingis that you can't even really count on. Like, I think it still circles back to like Tatum. Like you lost Tatum from this team. Those other two guys are really good, but what were they even going to be in 2026? So I think depending on what pieces they have and keep around them, they could still be there. And if they won 61 games a year ago, and we even thought they could have won more, but let's take it what it was. They won 61 games. If they lose 10 more games, that's 51. I always bring up the Bulls Jordan Pippen comparison. So in 94, when Jordan's playing basketball, they actually won more regular season games the next year with Pippen. Like the team was loaded. They were also coming off of a title, and then they removed Jordan. I think they did add Kukoc, so it wasn't like they had nobody else. And they obviously didn't advance as far. They didn't win the whole thing, but it's not like, oh, you took the best player off. The best player ever, by the way, and lose like 20 more games. Like, you still had enough of a championship team there,
yeah,
and so you were able to have a lot of success.
Looking at it, because text line says, guys, I want whatever you're smoking. Top four pick. How are they doing that, missing more than 60% of their starting lineup last year? You ready for it? They were counting playoffs, because I can do this easily in my head. They were 10-3 without Tatum last year. They were 31-9 without Porzingis last year. That's just regular season. How many playoff games did he miss? I lost track.
My God.
So well, I'd have to go back and look at
that. He also played like 5 minutes in some of them.
Thank you.
So yeah.
I look. They were 31-9 without Porzingis. I think they're a little worse off without Holiday and replacing him with Simons, but Simons is still a way better return than I thought they were going to get. And I think that's largely netting out, although maybe a half step back.
Mm-hmm.
But they were beating up on teams missing guys. Jaylen missed a ton of time last year. They won games.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum missed time. They won games. Porzingis missed half the season. They won games. So, yeah, I think this team, that's reasonable. But if you disagree, I get it. You can weigh in. 617-779-7937. I'm also the guy who thinks the Red Sox are better without Rafael Devers.
How's that going?
That's not going so hot, I'll
rough.
Tell you. My guy, Craig Breslow, was on the front office report today.
There he was.
On the Greg Hill Show. He gave some interesting answers. Plural. Let's dive into that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.